Well, all this week we've been hearing about the devastating floods in the US state of Texas caused by Hurricane Harvey. And meanwhile, in South Asia, an estimated 40 million people there have been affected by extreme monsoon rains and flooding in India, Nepal, and Bangladesh. Well, storms, of course, do happen on a regular basis, but the sheer volume of rain dumped on Texas by Harvey has set a new high for the US. Well, Joanna Bostock spoke to Richard Allen. He's Professor of Climate Science at the University of Reading in the UK. And she asked him whether this is related to climate change.
The main factor really in the sheer quantity of rainfall that fell was the fact that often hurricanes or tropical cyclones, as they're known also around the world, often they move inland and they lose their energy and moisture source and kind of die off. And they pass over a region. Whereas in this case, Hurricane Harvey actually stalled over the coast. And so it was able to keep bringing up moisture and injecting this into the clouds and produce massive amounts of rainfall. However, there is a climate change aspect to this. If this particular series of atmospheric ingredients had occurred in a world that hadn't been warmed by greenhouse gases, the quantities of rainfall would have been less.
At the same time, in South Asia, we've seen arguably even greater human impact, with millions of people forced from their homes and the numbers of dead are over 1,000. Are the same factors in play in South Asia as well?
In both cases, it's the weather that's causing the extreme events, extreme amounts of rainfall. But the warming of the planet due to emissions of greenhouse gases by human activities has meant that the amounts of rainfall have been higher than they would have been without this warming. It's very fundamental physics, the fact that as you warm the atmosphere up, it's able to hold more moisture, and the moisture is the fuel for intense rainfall. So as the planet warms up, when we do get extreme rainfall, then that rainfall will be even heavier.
So when you say it's fundamental physics, that means it's science and it's not speculation.
Absolutely, yeah. This is very basic physics. It's also grounded in observations. We can use satellite data and surface measurements to show that the amount of water that's held in the atmosphere has been increasing as the temperatures have risen.
Going back to what you mentioned at the beginning about the fact that Harvey sort of hovered, picked up more water and dropped even more water, is that something that has been observed a lot in the past?
Well, I think it has occurred in the past. It's not very common, but extreme events aren't very common. So I think Tropical Storm Allison in 2001 also did a bit of hovering. And it's when things hover over the same region rather than passing through that you get the really biggest impacts. I don't think we can say very conclusively if these type of events are going to change as the climate warms. But what we can say, when they do occur, they will be even more devastating.
Record storms and climate change. Thoughts there from Richard Allen. He's Professor of Climate Science at the University of Reading in the UK.
FM Fear.